Hello.
Yes. Yeah, they're still meeting me up later
Hello.
today. In case you
Hello, my name is
are you
Alex,
guys
and
outside?
I'm calling. My name is Alex, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
I'm registered to vote, yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote.
Okay, perfect. Am I speaking with Maurice Silva?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, thank you. And what state are you registered to vote?
Michigan.
Michigan, thank you. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Two or more races.
But are I mean like white, black, African, Hispanic, Native American, Asian.
Latino and black and white.
Thank you. Just to make sure that we speak with all the ages about this survey, what year were you born?
91.
1991. Thank you. Okay, here we go. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50 and 50, or do you think you won't vote?
I will vote.
Would you say almost certain? Probably 50 and 50?
100%.
Okay. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? Bless you.
For me, it's like immigration, infrastructure, and like social services. And paying off the debt of public servants, student debt.
Thank you. Okay, now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I didn't vote for a president.
Okay. Now, and thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Neither of them. I have to think about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If the
Sorry.
election, okay, well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean toward voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm sorry, man. Neither of them sound attractive, so
Okay.
I need to. Yeah, I'm really
Okay. No,
sorry.
I understand. It just, I mean, those are the questions that the survey is giving me right now. I know it feels like a little pressure on it, but no, I'm sorry, okay? Now, next question says, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options.
Yeah,
Regardless
I'm
of
still
who you plan to vote,
considering.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm still considering.
Okay. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidate using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. So the first candidate is Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
60.
Okay, next candidate.
Next candidate who?
Joe Biden. From 0 to 100, what would be the scale that you will lean to vote for him?
0.
Okay. Now, and thinking about the elections in this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you. Next question. Let's see. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
The Democratic Party.
Democratic Party. Okay, that's Joe Biden. Okay. And is that much more or somewhat more?
When it comes to immigration, I don't agree with anything Trump says, if that helps.
Immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Joe Biden and the Democratic Party.
Okay, and do you trust them? Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Okay, now, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. And the first statement says, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat, okay. Next statement says, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
I agree.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, next statement says, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
I agree.
You strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
And the last statement says, President Biden prioritizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Can you repeat?
Yes, definitely. It says President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Agree.
You agree. Okay. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, we're almost at 6 minutes now, okay? Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants, okay? For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them, okay? The first statement says, the President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass background checks and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Agree.
You strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, the next statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass background checks and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
One more time?
Okay, yes.
That's it? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay, it says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants. Most have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass back checks and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. To that.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. Okay, next statement says, next statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who passed background checks and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree to that?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. And the last statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree to that?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you.
Yeah, now, thank you.
Sure. Thank you for your time, and we appreciate your patience. We're at almost 70% now of the survey. We're almost done, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. And the first program says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. So, if President Biden enacted that program, would that make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election, or would it make no difference one way or the other?
More likely.
more likely? Is that somewhat or somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, the next program says, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. So does that make you more less likely or more likely?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay. The next program says, a program that grants, a program that grants work permits for undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue work, to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Is that more likely or less likely to you?
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, the next program says, a program that keeps family together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Much more likely.
Okay.
Much more likely.
The next program says. Okay. The next program says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, much more likely.
Okay. Next program says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, this one's the same for me, much more likely.
Much more likely. Okay, and the last program says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yeah, much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans are using racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our community. So, are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about that?
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Next. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Very concerned. Okay. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Are you very concerned? Somewhat concerned, little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
And the last, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Are you concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm going, let's see, just to let you know, we're at almost 80% now. So I'm going to read you the different approaches. President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. And the first approach says, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long how long they have been in this country. So, which approach comes closer to your own view when it comes to immigration? President Biden or former President Trump?
Biden.
Biden. Okay, is that approach much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Thank you. And after hearing some information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I think it's hard for me to do Joe Biden because of the wars, but yeah, I still need to study. Sorry.
Okay. So, are you, so you don't have like any options yet to who to vote for?
Yeah, not now. It's a tough one. Not you know how it is. For immigration, of course, I like Joe Biden the most, but, yeah, that's one of the only topics I agree with him on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, well, if the election, so, now the options that I have here, let's see, it's Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., undecided.
Undecided?
Thank you. Now, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is it a family member, a friend, a co-worker, An acquaintance?
A friend?
Yes, but I prefer not to specify.
Friend?
Friend, thank you. 80%. Okay, we're almost there. In a typical week, do you use any of the following resources to get your news and information, like Instagram, Spanish language radio programs, YouTube, Facebook, Univision, or Telemundo, Fox News channels or website, MSNBC and CNN, or other major news network channels or website, WhatsApp, OAN, TikTok?
I use like Instagram.
Instagram. Okay, and finally, I would like to ask you a few quick questions for statistical purposes, okay? From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Brazil.
Brazil. That's South America. Okay, thank you. Let's see. Now, were you born on the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
United States mainland.
Thank you. Now, were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
No? Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish, or something else?
We speak mostly English and Portuguese.
English and Portuguese, thank you. Now, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Okay, and thinking in political terms, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From first to 11th grade, high school graduate, vocational or technical school, some college but not degree, associate degree, 4-year college graduate or bachelor's degree, graduate school or advanced degree?
Bachelor degree.
Bachelor degree, thank you. Now, what is your religion?
Islam.
I'm sorry?
Islam.
Islam, thank you. Let's see. Now, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Yes, Maurice.
Thank you. Okay, Maurice, Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Because participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we might contact you in the future?
No, thank you.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, and this concludes our survey. Maurice, thank you for your time. I appreciate your patience and have a great evening, okay?
All right, take care. Thank you.
Sure, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.